Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Beard. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fortnelis. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Fortnelis. And now, play ball. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortnelis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Rivera moves to third. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball towards center. Pearsall catches it and throws to first to double up Smith. Rivera tags and scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Ray Moore now pitching. Mike Forknalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Mike Forknalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknalis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-1 in the game. Beard takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beard. The throw from White and he is safe. Beard steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Beard scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Forknalis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jensen moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0 for 1 in the game. Forknealis strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Aparicio moves to third. Moore moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Murray Wall now pitching. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beard takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Moore trying to get to home. Jensen throws the ball into White, who tags Moore, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Beard moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Bill Fisher now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Runnels moves to third. Williams moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Williams moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Gurnett moves to third. Malzone moves to second. One out. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gurnett scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Button bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Wall moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wall moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Beard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Beard moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Tom Qualter's now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Tom Qualters. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. Wall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson juggles the ball. That's an error on Torgerson. Button moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Beard hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Beard. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Pearsall is walked intentionally. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-2 in the game. Wall hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.